Hi, I'm Niamh.
And I'm Kevin.
And welcome to the chaos.
Each week, we invite you into our chaotic lives.
We talk about anything and everything. So buckle up, enjoy the ride,
and get ready to embrace the chaos.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome back to Welcome to the Chaos.
With Niamh and Kevin.
We're both back this week. Yoo-hoo.
Yippee.
I forgot to share your episode, Kevin. I do apologize. I've just realized that.
You sure?
I'm sure. I don't think I've...
Do you know why I think you did, though?
Because I put up a story.
You put up a story on the Friday saying that you were editing it.
Yep. I was very late last week. So I think that kind of counts. Okay, fair. I'll share it afterwards. I've also been... The reason you are seeing no posts from us is because I am not sending anything to Kevin. So, hence why there is nothing going up. I am the one slacking off. It's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks. We haven't missed a week, though.
But we haven't.
I think that's pretty good.
It has. For as stressed as Niamh has been.
Yeah.
We're doing well.
I think so. So I think pat on the back there, Niamh, for...
Thank you very much.
Keep it going.
Yes. Even sometimes we are late, but every week.
It was still Friday. So
yes.
Yeah. Because it was Alex texted me at like 12 o'clock or something. He said, there's no episode. I was like, did I send it?
Yeah, no, that was it. Well, if it was 12 o'clock your time, it was 4 a.m. my time. And it definitely was not done by then.
Yeah.
I think I got it up for like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock Irish time, maybe. At night.
Which is still... It's still Friday.
It was early Friday for me, so...
Yeah.
Time zones are great. The amount of M's, Kevin.
I know.
You had in that episode. But I think you... I don't think you realize you're doing it.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Because, do you know what I realized as well, though? Is when I'm speaking to you, I only focus on what you're saying.
Okay.
So when I'm focusing on what I'm saying, I get so like, oh, I don't know about that. And so then I'm like,
It's like how you kind of process your thoughts.
Yeah.
You just go, But it's funny because I now know I know how it looks as an audio sound. So I can tell, like, I've known that for ages, but I just thought about it again last week. I know the shape of Kevin's so when it comes in as an audio file. So I'm already like, oh, I can skip over that. That's just an M.
That's bad.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Anyway, have you got any chaos for us this week, Kevin?
I don't know any of.
Oh, wow. He's thinking. Thinking very hard.
I'm trying so hard. What did I do Friday? Oh.
You had a christening over the weekend anyway.
I had a christening over the weekend. I don't know if that was any chaos. Went to Mass. Very funny.
Oh.
Mass is just gas-like, isn't it? Because, not going to lie, he makes it sound very, like, appealing.
What, the priest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if Christianity wasn't absolutely awful, he really sells it as, like, a positive thing.
Myself and Kevin are not religious, and we do not mean any harm in any statements we make. I have massive, massive respect for anyone who is religious because I think it's such a commitment and you devote so much of your life to it. And I'm like, wow, like that's really, really incredible. And it's very powerful. For me personally, it's not a thing.
No.
Yeah.
But I could so see why someone would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, Jesus, that's great. I'm like, I was listening. I was like, how does everything that this man is saying somehow result in intense hatred?
What?
Because it's also positive and it's also find yourself like through the help of God.
Okay.
And then it's, you found yourself the wrong way. How dare you do that? And I'm like, how does it go from that to that? I just don't get it.
And I just... Like, anytime I hear anything in Mass, I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah. Literally. And I feel the back,
like,
just like,
I feel bad if anyone listening is a Christian or is Catholic. Like, again, it's nothing against you or the religion. It's just my personal beliefs. Like, it's not for me. Simple as.
Simple as.
Yeah. We don't mean any harm by that. We really don't mean any offense, but you know, certain people just have certain beliefs and certain people have it. Like for me, it's I'm more about the universe, and Catholic people might think that's absolute bullshit. And that's completely fair. I get why people can say, you know, believing in the universe and speaking to the universe and manifestation. I get why people can be like, that's absolute load of shit. Like, what are you even bothering with that? And I get that. That's how I feel about other religions, you know. So it's just what every person wants, you know.
It's just a personal
belief. It's a personal belief and choice.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, if we should get away from that topic.
That's not what we're here to talk about, I don't think. But I know, I don't like have any chaos.
No.
No, baby, no.
No, baby, no. Where did you get that? Or did you just come
I
up with that?
I don't know. Half of it is Lucy Beaumont. Do you know the comedian Lucy Beaumont? She, until
recently,
last week.
Recently separated
recently
from John.
Divorced from John Richardson, Lucy Beaumont.
Yes, her.
But she talks like that. And it's like, no, no, I don't know about that. But I don't know where no baby knows from. It's definitely something. But I just love it. No. No, I don't know. Have you any chaos?
So, not so much chaos, just awkwardness.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
So, oh, no. Yeah, so it's just more just kind of like, I'm back in like an awkward phase of life at the moment. It's great. So not really too chaotic, but oh, so the reason I wasn't here last week was because I was on a little solo trip.
Yeah.
I went away for the night by myself and it was absolutely fantastic. All of my awkwardness happened on the buses to and from Victoria. So
right.
over to Vancouver Island. You get a ferry, and then when you get to Victoria, you need a bus from the ferry to downtown Victoria. The boys told me they'd been there before. They're like, it's cash only. Peter was like, it's like a fiver, like, you know, it's grand. So I had a tenner on me. I was like, perfect, you know, I'll just like pay whatever I thought was five. It's five if you're two people. It's 250 per person.
Oh.
And they don't give change. So
what?
Your man was like, oh, it's only 250. And I was like, oh, I only have a tenner. And he was like, well, do you want to like ask people behind you if they have like change, whatever? And I like turned back and I was like, no. So then I literally was just like, oh, it's fine. I was like, it's fine. And he was like, you're really going to pay $10 when it's only 250? And I was like, well, I don't have anything else. And like, they won't take card or anything. And he was like, okay. And I just felt like, so I was like, oh my God, like he's made me feel bad for like,
yeah,
overpaying.
Like...
And I was like, what the hell, dude? Like, then when I sat down, I was like, I should have offered to pay for three people behind me as well.
I was gonna say,
why
that,
didn't
maybe.
I do that?
Yeah,
didn't even I was so up the walls about it, didn't even cross my head, be a nice person, Niamh, and just pay for them. I just forgot. I just panicked. It was just all awful. I didn't know what I was doing. I was in a new place, new environment. I was like, wow. And then that bus stop just didn't let you know what stops it was coming up to. It was like the thing was broken or something. Yeah. So I literally just had to like be watching it on my maps for when the stop was going to come. So yeah, I was just like, it's just kind of all around an awful.
I love
experience.
The image of him being like, do you want to ask people? And you going, no.
Oh, it's so awkward. But then on the bus back, so when I was leaving, getting like the same style bus, I was like, okay, I had a tenner and a fiver, and I was like, okay, you know what, I was like, this is where I'll try pay for three people behind me. Yep. With my tenner, I'll try, you know, be good again. So went on and I was like, how much is it again? Because I couldn't actually remember the exact figure, and your mom was like 250, and I was like, okay, I was like, look, I only have 10, so can I just pay for like three more tickets behind me? And he was like, it's okay. Come on, come on, come on. I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, don't worry about it. So then I didn't pay at all. So I was like, I was just trying to be a nice person because I wasn't.
He stole your good deed from you.
You know, I tried. At least I tried. And he said no. So I was like, okay. Then, so I was like sitting down, and like along the aisles, there was like this kind of bump, let's say. So I was sitting down at the window and I had my suitcase next to me. So like the suitcase wouldn't roll because of that like bump thingy. You know, it was kind of like stopping it from rolling. So I was like, perfect. So I was like looking out the window and I was like, da 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 da. Then we did quite a turn and my suitcase went flying over to the person next to me, who was quite a handsome boy, by the way. Did I notice straight away? Not really. And I was kind of like looking out and I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, where's my suitcase? And he was just like holding it and I was like, thank you. So to like bring it back over. So yeah, it was just all a bit awkward on those buses. Yes, yes. And then yesterday, so my friend Sorsha is over visiting at the moment and we were going on a drive yesterday because we were going outside of Vancouver and it was in the morning and I was like, look, I want to just get a coffee. I was like, let's go to a drive-through Starbucks because I haven't been to a drive-through Starbucks, you know? So that was fine anyway. I was like going around and like saw the like menu and all that. And I was like, really, yeah, we know what we want. And then I saw the window and then I realized your one was giving out the drinks at the window. And I was like, I've driven past where I was meant to order. You were meant to order where the menus were. I just didn't even realize it. Because you know, at home, like McDonald's, like there's two windows. So I thought the first window that I could see was the one you order. And then like, around the corner was going to be the other window.
Yeah,
nope.
But even at home, Niamh, you order
it's
at the
by
menus,
the menus.
The speaker, you pay at the next window and you get your food at the next window.
I just forgot. I just drove on. So I went up to the window and I was like, hi. And I was like, I didn't order. I was like, I'm after oh driving God. Past where I was meant to order. I was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, oh my gosh. She's like, that's not wrong. I was like, do you need me to go back around? She was like, I can take your order. It's okay. She's like, this happens before. It's okay. Yeah. So up the walls. So yeah, it's just been a lot of that kind of like awkwardness. Like,
I feel like you haven't been an awkward person in a few years.
No. Yeah.
Very bad, Liam. Yeah.
Very awkward. But not really chaotic, but just like funny, like
just like
social awkwardness. Yeah. Cringing at myself. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Also, my hay fever is back. Allergic. Literally to the pollen.
Literally.
And to the
literally.
Fact that I have hay fever.
Yeah. Guess what I've decided to get this year?
Hay fever.
Hay fucking fever.
It's awful.
I'm taking antihistamines the whole time now.
Antihistamines.
I got excited and I thought about histamines before anti, okay? I have been sneezing nonstop for about 2 months.
What antihistamines are you taking?
They're antihist.
Oh, Kevin, get Allegra.
Who's she?
So, is it called Allegra or is that what it's called over here?
Okay, but how much am I going to be spending on Allegra versus antihist?
How much is antihist?
Like... €10 for 30 days.
Okay, but is it like 5 milligrams or 10 milligrams?
It's 10 milligrams.
Because Allegra is 60.
Oh.
Yeah, they're stronger.
How often do you take them?
Once a day.
Fuck, that's... Mm-hmm.
They used to be prescription.
Right.
And then a couple of years ago, they brought them out that you could just get them.
Right.
I can't remember. It's a purple packet. I don't know if it's called Allegra at home. They're like 60 milligrams for the tablets. I found them quite good.
Oh, I recognize that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just take a look. See what you think. I find them a lot better. That was really weird because I couldn't hear you at all.
At all.
I could just see you coughing, but there was just no noise. It was strange.
So did that like completely block the noise?
No.
Oh. I'm mortified now.
Kevin was just putting his hand over the mic trying to see if it blocked out the sound, but it did not.
What kind of hay fever symptoms have you though?
At the moment it's mainly my nose.
Mm.
Between the sneezing and just feeling quite blocked and sniffly, and I get an itchy palate.
That's a very interesting one.
Yeah.
An itchy palate.
Yeah. Awful. I hate it.
And you can't itch your palate.
Nope. Normally my eyes will start to go as well, like
yeah.
Really, really itchy. So far they haven't been too bad. It's mainly just my nose and my palate.
That's awful.
Yep.
I don't like that.
Did you hear that?
No.
Oh, good. It was manky. It was a really manky sniff. So, how are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Any news?
Yeah, I left my job.
Oh my God, you did. Why did I get shocked there when you said you had news?
I left my job and I'm going back to my old one.
Woohoo!
And I'm honestly delighted.
I'm so glad that you feel delighted about it
Me too. Me
because
too.
I was worried you would feel negatively about it.
I had a moment of kind of like, oh, is this going to be embarrassing to come back to? Because I moved roles internally and I'm just going back to my previous role.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like I'm going to have to, you know, people are going to be like, oh my God, you're back. Like, oh my God, you know, what happened? And I was kind of like getting a little bit embarrassed about it. But then I was like, you know what? I've been miserable the past 3 months. I have been absolutely miserable. And basically, the role I wasn't good fit for the role. Simple as. I wasn't able for it. I wasn't enjoying it. And I wasn't liking working from home. And that's nothing to be embarrassed about
You
at
gave it a
all.
go, realized it wasn't for you,
Yeah.
and then made the decision to leave that part of your life away.
Yeah.
That's not embarrassing at all.
It also worked out so perfectly. Like, I was just like, this, everything aligned too well that I was like, okay, this is actually meant to be
Yeah.
where I am right now. Like, this is totally meant to happen. Like, I was just constantly crying, like, all of the time. I was so stressed. And it took, like, such a toll on my body, like, physically, that I was like, I cannot keep doing this. Like, I just cannot keep doing this at all. And then my mindset coach sent me an Instagram post. And she was like, I thought you'd enjoy this. So it's a quote from Stephen Bartlett, who, oh, where is Kevin going?
I can hear my laptop ready to take off, so I'm
Oh
just checking
no,
that it's
really?
actually not going to blow up.
That's
Sorry,
so
Stephen
annoying.
Bartlett.
So is he kind of controversial? I feel like people
I
are
think he is,
kind
yeah.
of turning on him. Anyway,
Yeah.
it's a tweet from him or a thread or something. I don't know. Anyway, I liked the quote and she sent it to me being like, thought you should enjoy this. So it says, contrary to popular belief. That's not what it says. It says,
Oh.
contrary to popular opinion, quitting is for winners. Knowing when to quit, change direction, leave a toxic situation, demand more from life, give up on something that wasn't working and move on is a very important skill that people who win at life all seem to have.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was very nice because it takes a lot of courage and a lot
Yeah.
of bravery to go, this actually isn't for me, and I'm quitting, and
Yeah.
I'm going back to where I was. And that's not a step backwards. That's actually a step forwards
Yeah.
because you're doing it for you and everyone around you, really, because I probably haven't been easy to be around, you know, because it's like you're dreading to ask me of how her day was or how work was, you know. So yeah, I could feel it felt like I had cement on my chest. And when it all worked out and when it was all definitely happening and I had the date that I was moving back over, it was like I could breathe again. I was like, thank fucking Christ.
It was like overnight, the
Yeah.
change, really.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
Yeah.
my biggest news, really.
It's brilliant news.
Yeah. It's better for everyone. But most importantly, better for myself.
Exactly. You took a look at the situation, recognized that it was wrong, and you took yourself out of it.
Exactly.
Bang on.
I
What?
was waiting to see who would go first. I basically was like, how silent can I be before Kevin gets uncomfortable?
Not long. It did not take long.
Too funny news?
Have a tickle
A tickle?
in my throat.
Oh. Maybe it's the hay fever.
Maybe it's the hay fever.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I'm moving to Dublin. Have I said that?
No, you haven't. I was going to ask you, is this something we are saying or something we are not
Oh yeah,
saying?
I'm
We're
moving to Dublin.
saying
We're
Kevin's
saying
moving to
I'm moving
Dublin.
to
Oh my
Dublin.
God.
Yeah.
How exciting!
So it's so exciting.
It's so exciting.
It's so
Like,
exciting. Cut to 6 months' time where I sound like this.
oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, lads.
And I'm so excited for you. Don't
So
shush.
excited. It's just me. I'm so excited. So excited. I can't wait.
Do you want to do any other accents while you're at it?
No. Oh, that was far too good for a laugh. I did not deserve that. I moved to Dublin. Alex got a job in Dublin for after college. So I am being a leech and going with him. And I'm so
You.
excited. What?
You. YEOW.
Oh, as in
You. It's like
like an
woohoo, but like
excited, like
you.
a
Yeah.
I
Have you
I would
never heard me
go
say that?
not that like quietly.
Oh.
You.
Yeah, it's normally a
It's
you.
normally like
Well, I'm
a
not actually gonna do it, but
we'll be moving in like September. None of the people in work are happy with me. I came in one morning after I told two of the girls, and the third person, she was like, "Morning," and then she went, "Oh, actually, no, I'm not speaking to you."
oh,
It's like, "How come?" She's like, "I'm out with you. Can't do that."
you're leaving.
And so now everything is, "Kev, you have to do that because you're leaving us. So,
Oh,
you have to ring that customer." I'm like, "Fuck's sake!"
you excited?
I'm so excited.
Good.
I'm so excited.
Change is good.
I love a good change.
Yeah.
I do. I tend to get bored quite easily.
Right.
So I'm like, I love a change.
Yeah.
I've also just been waiting kind of for a lifestyle change. Do you know what I mean?
Something, yeah.
An excuse nearly to kind of
Make a
change,
move, really.
make a move, make a change in my life. So it almost like kickstarted my brain into, okay, I'm going to be living out of home, sharing a space with another person.
Yeah,
I
with
need to
your partner of all
seriously,
things.
with my partner, I
Yeah.
need to seriously get a routine so that I can not, so it's not like a horrific wake-up call in 6 months' time. That's why last week I started to clear my mind and deleted that TikTok app.
Oh yes, I
It's,
used. Do you still have it deleted?
I still have it deleted.
Wow,
Yep.
congrats. That's
Thank you
very
so
good.
much. I read 4 out of the 7 nights since.
Okay.
I did fall asleep with my light on last night and woke in a panic at 4 o'clock in the morning because I didn't make it to the book. I was too tired. I have been not falling asleep on my phone. I have been falling asleep
Good.
with my sleeping app on. That's my night routine. I'm getting my night routine sorted so that I can get my morning routine in check. Because if I don't
Fair.
have enough rest, I'm not going to be able to get my morning routine
Yeah.
into gear.
I do personally think you would benefit from being someone who doesn't rush in the mornings. I think as long as you have been working, Kevin is a get up at the last
Oh,
possible
like
second and
it's
be
almost
rushing
like
out the door.
it's like a test nearly of
Yeah,
how
it's
much
like,
time do I need to get all this done
yeah.
and get to work?
And there's like, and can I push it by 1 minute the next morning? And can I push it
Yeah.
by another minute? Like,
And the answer is 38 minutes to get ready and get down. I need about 6 minutes if I'm in flying form to get down to work.
right.
I should leave 10 or 15 minutes. I will be eating my Cocoa Pops happy out, and I look at my clock, and if I'm supposed to be there at 10, it's 8 minutes to, and I'm like, oh, I might want to get
Oh
my
my
ass in gear.
gosh.
Yeah, which is why I'm starting, because when I start a new job up in Dublin, I don't know how long things take up in Dublin. I don't know
Yeah.
how long it's going to take me to get places, what kind of delays I'm going to have to take into account.
Yeah, because you for years now have had a job where you can walk to.
Down the road.
Yeah.
When I changed job last year, it cut off about a minute of my journey.
Yeah.
So I just let it even cut down even further.
Yeah. Whereas you might need
And
to get a bus now, you know,
exactly.
or something. You don't know.
And I've had the odd day in the last couple of weeks where I've gotten up earlier. And it just means I can just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, something you kind of need that before work
Yeah.
as well. Like build yourself up before work and then wind back down after work.
Exactly.
I think that's important. So
It's a
that's what
good
I'm
thing.
working towards.
Very good. We have time. It's not like you need to change it right away.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was fast.
Jesus, 10 minutes left
We
already.
yeah.
We know how to babble on.
We sure do. I was gonna ask you, have you thought about jobs?
I haven't.
Okay. Alex
Alex is
has
like,
for
yeah,
you.
I've been, Alex is like, I'm scrolling on Indeed and there's loads of jobs available, like barista types, like loads of things. So you'll be fine. And I'm like, oh yeah, thanks.
I think
Like,
that's what you'd like to stick with.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because money wise, if I'm on what I'm on now, I will be okay.
Oh, very good.
Depending on what kind of a place we get,
Yeah.
obviously.
You're gonna have a lot more costs now, Kevin.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
Rent
gotcha.
is shit.
Yeah.
Woo,
So that's
adulting. It's
yay.
so fun.
Independence, which comes with a side of
Bills.
deep, intense suffering, which I'm excited for.
Yeah, no, it's ups and downs. It's
It's ups and
definitely lots
downs.
of
But
ups
you
and
know what? I
downs.
look forward to becoming a domestic goddess, basically.
Yeah.
I think it'll suit me.
Oh my God, you're gonna have to do your own washing.
I know. But like,
Kevin,
it's gonna be
you will realize how friggin' spoilt we were all of
are
our
for
lives.
some of us.
Well, yeah, you're still being spoiled.
I'm still being spoiled.
Exciting times ahead.
Exciting times.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry, do you have more to say before we move on to the ending segment?
Nope, my next words were going to be ending segment
Oh, very good. Very good. Very good. I never did the quote.
I think Stephen Bartlett's quote
Is
counts.
that quote okay? All right, we'll leave
Or,
it at his
well,
quote.
do you have a quote ready?
Well, it's right here. The book is right
Well,
here.
I had no quote last week, so
Okay.
let's do a double.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This is so fitting. Oh my God. Never worry if you fail at something. Failure is simply a learning opportunity. Failure asks you to examine what has happened and encourages you to learn from it. So be brave and try again.
Fuck off, that is the
Yep.
quote.
How weird is that? I literally saw the first few words and I was like, oh my God, this is literally about what we literally were talking about. Yep. There you have it,
Freaks
folks.
me out how the quotes always somehow
They do, don't they?
kind of
Yep. And that's my religion, and everything happens for a
see, that's
reason
the
and
thing.
everything is connected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Kevin,
Right.
what's going on? What you been listening to? What's up?
The same shit, Neov, is what I've been listening to.
Beyonce.
I still haven't let go of Beyonce's because it's just the best. It
That's fair. That's okay. It's still pretty new.
is very new. And Illusion, Dua Lipa's new song,
Oh, yes.
is the only kind of new thing I've added to my roster. It's quite good. Dare I say she's disappointing me?
I have heard that, like, what are her three? Houdini, Training Room, and
Houdini, Train
Illusion are
Season,
just
and
the same song.
Illusion. Not, they're not the same
No.
song. They're not the same song. They're similar. It's just all a bit kind of mellow.
Yeah.
Whereas, because of how good the last album was, and because every song was a banger and it was such a hit, I'm just like, come on,
Yeah,
just, you know,
you're waiting for a bit
give
more.
us a little bit more, you know.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Moving on. I've been reading Loveless. I've been reading Loveless by Alice Oseman. It's my last Alice Oseman book, which I
Very good.
started like a year ago, maybe
Is it a
more.
comic or
Nope,
words?
it's a book.
Very
Words.
good.
It's words. I am reading words off a page. It's very good. I watched Tetris. Have you seen the Tetris movie on Apple TV?
No, I don't have Apple TV anymore.
We watched it last night because my Apple TV was up yesterday, my 3 months.
Oh, okay.
It's Taron Egerton.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually very good. I
Okay.
didn't know what to expect from it, but it was actually quite
Yeah.
good. I liked it. He's one of those people that I just love. Bless you. Do you want to go again?
Not sure.
And guess what television program I still haven't finished?
Ted Lasso? No.
It's Young Royals.
Oh, Young Royals. Oh, yeah. You know, you finished Ted Lasso. You did. Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, that's fair.
I have one episode left. I just can't.
You'll get
It's
there.
grand, like it's good. But that's all my viewing, I believe. Oh no,
Very
I went to
good.
see Seize Them with Nicola Coughlan and Emily Wood. I don't
Oh.
think it probably won't make its way to your side of the world, to be honest.
Oh, really?
It's British humor. to a T.
Okay, I see.
It's stupid funny. We actually laughed our asses off. We were probably the only ones in the cinema laughing our asses off. But yeah, that was all of my consumption.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had I already spoken about my Formula One fixation?
Only to me.
Has
I don't
come
think
on the podcast yet? So
I don't think so.
I have fixated on Formula One. It came from TikTok edits of Charles Leclerc, who is from Monaco. And I have a Monaco little pullover on right now. And my favorite brand of biscuits here, what's it called? Leclerc.
Oh, fuck.
So we are soulmates. But I, honestly, the boys are really pretty and really handsome. And I went, what's all this about? So our dad used to watch it. Like, Formula One has been on in our house before. Yep. Me and Kevin loved playing racing car video games. Like, we were always into it, really.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel too far, like, out for me to kind of
I was
gotten
say,
into it. Like,
when you say that TikTok, like, started this, TikTok may have reawoken it.
It reawoke
it. You have been an F1 stan since you came out the womb with your... Because when they used to start, I used to call them the Go-Go's because they used to go. And me have used to call them the Eums because that's the noise they made.
Eums. I was telling people I used to call them the Neums. The Eum. Yeah. Eums. Anyway, so I've started watching Drive to Survive on Netflix and it's fantastic. Would highly, highly recommend. I even stayed up to watch a Grand Prix a couple of weeks ago.
That was crazy to me.
We're fixating. Anyway, speaking of fixating, we are on a song. And I just think it's one of the most beautiful songs ever. Saturn by SZA. I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I heard it 2 days ago for the first time. And I keep playing it. And I finished the fifth Harry Potter.
Well done.
I did. And then I decided to take a break. And I then read another book. And I finished it already. It's called Under the Whispering Door by T.J. Klein. And it's really, really good. Really, really enjoyed it. And yeah, next time I'm going to go back into the Harry Potter and do the sixth one. And then I think after the sixth one, I might read another book and then go back to the seventh.
Seven.
Yeah.
Very good.
So yeah, that is all my consuming. It's mainly been Formula One.
Fabulous.
Yeah. 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 So anyway, we better go because it's going to kick us out.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure to give it a download. We'd really appreciate that. And you'll hear from us again next week.
Both of us again.
Both of us again. Woohoo. Oh, Kevin. I'm leaving that in.
There was nothing I could do to stop that. It, you know, when you feel it push itself up and out of your body, like, holy fuck, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. On that note,
have a good week.
Thank you.
Bye.